What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne, and I can touch him. Bradley in the building. We are here. What's up, Brad? What's going on, brother?
Yeah, I'm just excited to be here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I always love my time here because I get that accountability firsthand, in person, physical, and that's sort of what we're going to talk about today.
That's what we're talking about today, accountability, right after this.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
What it look like, what it be like, what it do. Welcome back to the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne. Bad stands for Bradley and Dwayne, just in case you didn't know. Again, we're here in the studio. Super excited to be here with my brother. Boom. We're not on the split screen, man. We feeling good. Look, Brad's worked hard while he's been here. He's grunting, his legs hurt. I worked hard while I was here. But you know, the thing about working hard, it's always better when you have accountability.
Yeah.
You see how I did that?
Yeah, that's a great transition. Smooth criminal. Listen, so that's one of the things that's been a real primary focus this past couple of days is I am in Charlotte and I've hammered out a bunch of workouts. Dwayne's hammered out a bunch of workouts. And although the work doesn't get easier, it does make it a whole lot harder to quit when I see him grinding. It makes it a whole lot easier or harder for him to not to quit when he sees me grinding. And that's what accountability does. And I'm gonna take it back to 2012, man. So you talk about accountability. I've told stories similar to this, but my brother, he was training for a half marathon, 13.1 miles. This is the first time anybody in my family had ever done that. And when he completed his half marathon, I was in awe, right? So I'm like, hey man, you don't do something like that in my family without me stepping up. So of course I had to go sign up. And I remember, so our marathon back home in Buffalo, New York, is in May. So you've got to start training in January to prepare yourself for that big endeavor. And in January, for those that don't know anything about Buffalo, and I know Dwayne knows a little bit about Buffalo,
a little bit.
It is cold.
Yes, sir.
And so you do a lot of treadmill miles, and when you can get out on the road, you can absolutely run on the road as long as you're safe. And I remember going out there for those runs by myself, and I got so lonely. And January, February started to come to an end, and I wanted to just absolutely give up because of how I felt being alone on this journey. And that's about the time when my brother signed up for the full marathon that same year. So he did a half the previous year. I was doing the half, he was doing the full. But as soon as he started to train for his full marathon and we were able to text back and forth and when we were able to, you know, just hold each other accountable, I felt reignited. And I think in virtual fitness, like what we do, 100%. I think a lot of folks feel a sense of being alone, but you have to understand that Dwayne's here step for step. I'm here step for step. The rest of the coaches, we are here step for step to hold each other accountable and to be there for those tough times.
Yeah, no, that's fire, man. The it's amazing. And I think I told this story before, like the difference it makes to have somebody, you know, checking in on you, texting you, being with you, cheering you on, it makes a difference. And it works both ways. That's what I love about accountability. It not only works for the person that's struggling, but the person that's actually doing really well, knowing somebody's watching them, it and holding them accountable, you know, indirectly. It works for both parties. And I really, you know, I can attest to my whole fitness journey to accountability. Like I came in my very first round, Jeff had this team thing, and I got asked to be on my man Nick. He was an airplane pilot.
Shout out Nick.
OG. But he reached out to me. I mean, first of all, I felt privileged. You know, somebody reached out to me. You don't know me. Want me to be on your team? And like, I mean, we had a little inbox, and that in itself just changed like how I thought of fitness, because you know, you made a post about the lone wolf. Yeah, I can survive, but you know, it's hard to thrive. And so I had always been a lone wolf when it came to fitness. But yeah, Nick showed me, you know, accountability and team in E2M. Like he showed it to me, like the entry level, and that, you know, it took me, you know, I took that principle and I carried it, you know, everywhere mm-hmm. I went, for sure.
Yeah, and I remember those days, and shout out to Nick, because I still haven't been on a Delta flight since I, Delta.
Yeah. I don't know if he's still there, but yeah.
Yeah, I always fly American out of Buffalo, but a little sidebar, but shout out to Nick and Delta. But, you know, one of the things with accountability is you got to get somebody in that circle that's looking to go similar places to you. Yes. And it doesn't have to be, you know, exact, because he's a physique guy. He's on the stage. I'm a runner. But the fact that him and I are still grinding, like if he has a bad day, I'll shoot him a text. Hey, what's going on? Let's get back after it.
Right.
You know, so on and so forth. But, the energy is what I was getting at.
Yeah.
The energy of your AP is imperative, because if you have an AP that is always having a bad day, that energy is infectious in a negative way. And if they are having a bad day and you're having a bad day, I mean, things could unravel so quickly.
Sure.
And so you got to get around the right folks. You know, somebody that's uplifting, and it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be uplifting like me. I'm Mr. Energy. I always have energy.
We know.
You don't have to have somebody like that. You just have to have a yes man, a yes woman in your life. Say, hey, I'm having a bad day, but can you help me out? Yes, I can be there for you.
Yeah.
And somebody that's always looking to just be there for a lending hand, a shoulder to lean on, and a positive word.
Yeah, no, I like that. You know, I've managed quite a few accountability groups. And what I found out, you know, and it's actually, we see the same thing in the big group, you know, the more positive energy and the more people are throwing in positive, the negative people can't take it. I mean, no, you know, I love them. I still love you. Whoever, people leaving my group left and right, man. Like they send me a message separate. Hey, I want to be a part of your accountability group. I need help. All right, bet. This is my rules. You gotta be participating. You gotta, you know, make your selfie, blah, blah, blah. You know, and a couple of days go by, I don't see nothing, and then I see so-and-so left the group. Like, till this day, bro, since I've been at E2M and been managing groups, I have this one group to this day that every day somebody's posting a workout. Mm-hmm. So somebody, you know, checking in, whether it's a walk or they're doing strong hauls or motivate her, you know, whatever it is, somebody's posting. And so that positive energy, like, from multiple people, it's hard for negative people to stay around mm-hmm. that, you know. And I've seen cases where people started out wallflowers and negative, and then it rubbed off on them. And being around it rubbed off on them. So I've seen both instances.
Yeah, you got to suffocate that toxic energy.
Yeah.
And you're spot on, man. It's not easy to smile through a workout. It's not easy to show up to life every day with a positive mindset, because they're plain and simple, life is hard, and like there's always gonna be a cloudy day, there's always gonna be some sort of hardship or adversity that you need to fight through. Like maybe you're going through something with your spouse, maybe you're going through something at work, maybe your fitness game is off, maybe your health is like declining rapidly. It's easier to just kind of succumb to that and lie down, you know. Mm-hmm. But if you lie down to that and just accept the fact that maybe, you know, you weren't born to be a winner, whatever, I don't believe any of that trash. Everybody's born to be a winner. But it's for those that win, it's, you know, getting punched in the mouth. Mike Tyson, hey, everybody got a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
Yep.
And what do you do? Mm-hmm. You know, what do you do after you get punched in the mouth? You figure out a way to stand up. And I tell the story over and over about my son. You know, he got knocked down looking up ahead, and he fell down, tripped. He scraped his knees, he scraped his chin, and he was, you know, very sad and frustrated and all the things. But it was a prime opportunity for me to tell him, hey, you know, the only way to learn how to get back up to your feet is to actually fall and actually fail. But you just can't succumb to that negative energy. You can't succumb to, you know, your losses and failure.
No, 100%. And, you know, to kind of gear it back to accountability, having people when you fall, when you stumble, you know, having somebody to pick you up, to check on you, to, you know, shoot you a message, you know, say, hey, I ain't seen you in a while. Yeah. All of those things is super important. And, you know, one aspect that, you know, because we live in a virtual aspect of our fitness, we don't talk about a lot, but actually having a workout partner,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if you guys noticed, we got a lot of workouts with workout partners, and that there's something great about being able to do that. You know, those have been around for a while. I know we used to do meetups. There's something great about doing that. Mm-hmm. And what I encourage you watching, you know, you can do, you don't need us to do a meetup. I didn't need y'all to do a meetup. When I was a client, I threw them all the time. But it's really, it'd be great if you find opportunities to work out together, man. It's just something special about that, man. It takes me back to football days, you know, the sweat grind together. Yeah, but yeah, if you can work out with your accountability partner, I mean, they may be, you know, whatever, but if they're close, I would definitely advise doing that.
You know, you go back to those meetup days, there would be people that were hanging on by a thread, but they would leave those meetups fulfilled and energy through the roof. And there is something special about that. And it's just the fact that you do something hard with somebody and you can do that virtually. I mean, it's always recommended to do that with a, you know, in person with a friend or an AP. You know, going through those hard times, say, hey man, that plank, that was incredibly hard, but we did it. Yep. That mile was incredibly hard, but we did it. That circuit was incredibly hard, but we did it. You know, you want to win in life, you got to get somebody in your life that's, you know, going through the same paths and paving that same path as you are. And, you know, once you can, you know, pave that path together, you know, a prosperous life is ahead waiting for you.
100%, man. We got to get Brad on the flight. If not, he'll be doing next week here too. So, you know, we got to get him back home, man. But, hey man, what you got to say in closing?
I don't have a whole lot of motivational words. I am deranged, but I will say this, you know, when you go hand in hand, step for step with somebody like-minded, I think that's one of the secrets of success. And if you don't have anybody, come out of those dark corners, come out the wallflower lifestyle and reach out to somebody saying, hey, I'm struggling. I see you struggling. Let's struggle together. But let's flourish together. So that's all I got.
I love it, man. Yeah. All right, y'all. Till next time, make sure you share. Tell everybody about the Bad Podcast. We out of here. Peace.
Beauty.
Good stuff, man. Yeah.